From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the characters who make the Bay Area a fun and a fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. On this week's Field Trip, the second part of my interview with actor Michael Ray Wisely. He's currently appearing in The Arsonists at the Aurora Theater in Berkeley. Well, what got you into acting? Did you go to theater school?
I did. I actually went to college five different times for five different things. I had a stint in the Air Force, but I kept coming back to theater. Funny story, I was in the Air Force, and I was working on a base up in Washington State, and I was bored in a place called Lakewood, and I saw this barn that looked kind of dilapidated. It had a theater site on it called the Lakewood Players, and I just decided to go over and knock on that door. And I knocked on it, and somebody came and looked kind of perturbed at me, like, what are you bothering us for? And I did that lame thing that everybody does while I acted some in high school and college. And they said, well, go away. And then they, before I could walk away, they said, hey, somebody didn't show up tonight. Would you mind reading their part for them? And the person didn't show up the next night, and they didn't show up the next night, and that's pretty much the reason I became an actor. I knocked on the wrong door.
Well, you know,
and it's a great life, I tell you.
Is it? Well, tell me about it. I mean, let me ask you this. At your stage, you mentioned a little earlier, and another actor that I interviewed recently surprised me when she told me that she had to audition still. And I said, wow, I'm surprised that you have to audition. Do you still have to audition for roles?
You know, I have to audition often. There are sometimes some directors who will just call me and offer me a part. But you'd be surprised at how often that doesn't happen. This summer, I'm very excited to be playing the lead role in the Scottish play. That would be the evil himself, Macbeth. And Ken Kelleher, who I've had a long relationship with in the Bay Area, director, he told me early on, whenever he knew that I would like to play it, if he ever directed it, he said, well, you don't need to audition. And usually for an actor, that means, even with a close relationship, that means the kiss of death. You know? But in Ken's case, I think he really meant that. But when it came down to it, and he was still thinking about the role, he called me up. He said, I would like for you to come in and audition for the role. So I guess the answer to that is yes and no. Sometimes I have to audition, sometimes I don't. But most of the time, you know, and I understand it, to put a play together is a very difficult thing, and you really want all the people that are in the room to be the right ones to be in the room together. I think when I don't have to audition, sometimes it doesn't feel right, you know?
You like the abuse.
You know, I have to tell you about... that's really funny that you say that, because sometimes it does feel that way, but I have to tell you about... 20 years ago, I turned a corner with that, and often I really enjoy the challenge of walking into a room and commanding it from nothing. And I don't like to do, I'm not really interested in doing monologues anymore, but, you know, to take a scene that I've been given and a part that I want and to walk through the door and to swing at it, to swing for the fences and to really not be shy about taking what I think should be rightfully mine.
Well, explain that a bit for people who don't know about theater. You said you don't want to do monologues. In the early days, what you do is, to get a part, you go in and you do a monologue, right?
Right. And then for the second stage, if you pass that stage, you would, you might be asked to read a scene.
But at this point, it's more, they give you some sides, they're called the pages of a show, a scene, and you read those, right? Maybe with the director who's reading, or somebody else who's reading the other lines?
Usually with a reader, you'll read those. And oftentimes, if the director knows you and know your work, then they will wait to bring you in later, whenever they've decided, when they've pared the amount of people down, and you will start reading with other actors, many of whom you've worked with before.
Let me ask you, what are some other special things about the production of The Arsonists?
Well, Mark Jackson, you know, I imagine he creates this on every show, but on this show he created this incredible ensemble, not only of actors, but of artists that he's worked with before, including Nina Ball, who, as you know, is a great set designer.
Yep.
And Christine Crook, we mentioned, as costumes designer, Stephanie Buchner, the lighting designer. And one of the things he did that I've never had happen on his show before was he had a sound designer in Matthew Steins that was there from day one, and every day would bring in new sounds, and he acted as the, you know, another ensemble member to create a pretty incredible soundscape.
Yeah, I don't want to give too much away, but there's one particular moment where the sound is very important to the show.
Really is, and like I said, I'd never really experienced that before, where the sound designer was there every day, and it really helped us shape the show. And you know, I have to give that to Mark Jackson, who has what do they call him? They call him the Bay Area Artur.
That's right.
That's, you know what, that sounds really you know, oh, he's an artur. I have to tell you, one of the most enjoyable experiences I've had in the theater. He's a terrific director and really easy to work with.
Well, I saw the word auteur in his bio, and I thought, nah, I'm not going to use it.
You know, I don't think it really speaks what he is, which he's really about. He's really about the work. He really is involved in every part of the production.
Yeah, I'll have to interview him one of these days.
You should. He's a great guy.
Yeah, and Nina, too. I've had John, her husband, the well-known theater director on the show.
Yeah, Nina Ball, hands down, fantastic. Fantastic set designer.
Yeah, she does a very beautiful little set for you there with the cocktail cabinet and
right. And I think that's one of the things that got me so much about the show. You know, really was that every single element is dealt with with the same respect as the actors, the props artist, and Mia Baxter. Every single person is dealt with on the same level, and because of that, it really speaks to the nature of ensemble-oriented theater.
So you're going to be doing the Scottish play, as it's called, in the theater, because people don't like to actually say the name of the play. It's supposed to be unlucky. You're going to be doing that play all summer with San Francisco Shakespeare all over the Bay Area, right?
That's correct. We're in Pleasanton, Cupertino, Redwood City, and then we finish off the season in San Francisco at the Presidio. It's going to be a great summer, and I have a lovely Lady Macbeth in Emily Jordan.
Oh, I love Emily. I've worked with her before.
Right. She's a fellow Brit, and I've worked with her before. As a matter of fact, she was in the former said birthday party with me.
Yeah, we did Sergeant Musgrave's Dance a few years ago.
That's right, you did.
She was wonderful in
that. That was a great show.
What would you say the state of theater is in the Bay Area? Is it good, bad, indifferent?
You know, Mitchell, I think at its best, it's fantastic. Being a part of it, of course, I'm probably biased to it, but I think I even though I hold it in esteem, I think I still am a critic of it, and I believe that the Bay Area theater is in really good shape, and I think these last 4 years of 4 or 5 years of economic downturn actually strengthened the theater, as it often does, because whenever the resources get tight, I think people hunker down and they really start finding out what they want to do and why. We welcome a better economy. I think that we're a really strong theater community, and I think we'll continue to be so. And I think theaters like the Aurora and other theaters in the Bay Area who are about putting on great language will continue to thrive.
So tell me a little more about this company, the production company 3.5 Egos you're involved with.
3.5 Egos is the brainchild of Will Marchetti, Michael Navarra, and Darren Bridget, who are all really good friends of mine. And after they had formed the company, they had the 3 Egos, and I think they needed a 0.5 Ego, and so they called me. We actually started the company with the idea of as you know, the Bay Area fantastic theater community, but really, as far as film production, really goes far behind L.A. And so we wanted to, we know all these great actors, and we wanted to start putting together pieces of our own. And, you know, Will Marchetti is a great writer, and he's actually written several pieces, so we get together, we bandy about ideas, and if any of us have an idea and we want to produce it, the other people take the second seat, and they help produce it, they help put together the team, and we'll film it, and we'll get some of our great actor friends and put it together, find out who's not working at the moment, and put together something. And, you know, sometimes it's just an experiment, and sometimes it has an end. All of it's heading to try to utilize the great talent.
Excellent. Well, as the character Sir says in The Dresser, is there a role for me?
that would be my question as well, let me tell you. You know what? If there ever is, I will be calling you, Mitchell.
Bless your heart. Well, you can see Michael Ray Wisely this summer playing the role of Macbeth for San Francisco Shakespeare all summer, all over the Bay Area. And the Aurora Theater in Berkeley, which was voted the best Bay Area theater company in 2012 by the San Francisco Weekly, continues to host The Arsonists through May 12. For more information, you can go to theauroratheater.org. And Michael, continued success to you, mate. We look forward to seeing you on film in Torn. And thanks for taking us on a field trip today.
Mitchell, thanks so much for having me. And I really look forward to seeing anybody who comes out to the show.
Thanks. That's Michael Ray Wisely, everyone. Before I go today, I'd just like to mention that one of the founders of the Aurora Theater, actor and director Barbara Oliver, a lady who's a Bay Area theater treasure, had a major stroke several weeks ago. At this time, she's in rehab, and I'd like to wish you the speediest of recoveries, Barbara. And I know that both you and the Oliver family are in the hearts and minds of everyone associated with the Aurora Theater, as well as all the people in the Bay Area theater community at large. And we at Radio Sausalito send our best wishes to you, too. Get well, and get back on the board soon, Barbara. Well, thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous marine sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at noon on cable channel 26, anytime on your computer at radiosausalito.org, and 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends, and if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.